Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The turbulence surrounding you, these trying times that are so hard to endure.
In the middle of the sorrows that surround you,
hold fast to your heart and be assured,
this too shall pass, like every night that's gone before it. He'll never give you more than you can bear. This too shall pass, so in this thought you'll be comforted. For it's in His hands. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Like every night that's come before it, He'll never give you more than you can bear. This too shall pass. So in this thought,
your pain, His heart and yours are one.
The Father knows, yes, that sorrow's heavy chains are strong, but with His strength we will overcome.
This too shall pass, like every night that's come. For it, He'll never give you more than you can bear. This too shall pass. So in this thought you'll be comforted, for it's in His hands. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. For us in His hands, this too shall pass. more than you can bear. This too shall pass. So in this thought you'll be comforted, for it's in His hands. This too shall pass. Oh, it shall pass. Hallelujah.
Hello. All right. This too shall pass. So in this you are comforted. It's a blessing, isn't it? Nothing ever stays forever. It always comes to pass. Can you hear me out there? Hallelujah. And so we're excited. I have a very short message for you today, and then we carry on. But in the meantime, I don't know whether the spike nuts are ready. Where are you? Are you ready? Now, are you ready now? Now? All right. Be seated. Let's welcome the spike nurse too. Because I believe that if I start preaching, they may complain about time. So if you are really, really ready, if you're not ready, you miss this opportunity. All right. Okay. Are you ready? Okay, they're not. Bring the pulpit back. Let's stand again, if you don't mind. And lift up your Bible or your iPad, anything you have. Something there, the Word of God there. And let's lift our voice and sing together.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and
lift it higher and
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and I.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you and your word. We're asking you to speak to every heart and minister to us. Show us your way and teach us your path. Let your way be applicable and relevant to us. Help us to understand your will and your word. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies and turn your Bible with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Anna, you did very, very well. She read beautifully. Why don't you clap your hands for Anna one more time? Being able to memorize so many verses and read them through. It is a blessing. Hallelujah. So find Ephesians chapter 1. And we're reading from verse number 7. All right. Are you there? Are you here? Since I don't feel you, I'd like you to stand up and read with me so that I know that you are awake. All right. So that it's an exercise. All right. Some of you, brother, are you pregnant as you are sitting down? All right. Let's all read from verse. Read it out. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Ready, go. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he had abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself. Verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Amen. Please sit down again. All right. I try to keep you young. Are you there? I'm hoping and trusting that all of you who are qualified will come for the weekend, isn't it? Beloved's night, singles night, and then couples. Please make sure you come, part of it. Be easy by today, end of today, we must know all those who are coming. Mystery. Mystery, the word mystery is secrets, isn't it? Or divine secrets. Not everybody has some secrets. Don't look at me as if you don't understand what I'm saying. You have some secrets, and the secrets you have, maybe only one or two people know about it. Isn't it? Some of you, if your neighbor knows your secret, he will not sit on the same row with you. If he knows you well and your secret, it's not going to be easy. Bless God. Tell your neighbor, I thank God that I don't know my secret. Tell him. I thank God, I don't know my secret. I'm saying tell him, because don't pretend like you don't have any secrets. Are you talking to him or her? Lucky. Are you telling him? Yes. I thank God that you don't know my secrets. Because if you knew my secrets, you will not come to the church I come to. What a shock. And also that not every secret is bad. There are good secrets as well. Are you there? If you know my secrets right now, you force and be my friend. Because I don't know that, as I say, I can give you $100 with ease. Are you there? Bless God for divine secrets. Amen. And so Jesus said that you are privileged to know God's secrets. Hallelujah. You are privileged to know God's secrets. If you have your money in a safe and somebody has a code or the password to that safe, the person is privileged. Am I right? You don't write your phone, the password. Not everybody knows your password. So if somebody knows it, it's a privilege, because the person has access to things that everybody has access to. Am I making sense? Ask your neighbor, do you understand what the man is saying? Please, when I say ask, don't just talk to me. Ask your neighbor, do you understand what the man is saying? Yeah. Yes. ATM. If you have the password, the code for the ATM. Mine is 777777777777777. That's my code. What a shock. If it works, you're a magician. But if you get it, some of your password, your husband doesn't know the password on your phone. Your wife doesn't know the password on your phone. Hey, don't let me get into any marital problems here. Let's carry on. Are you here in the church? I've gone home. So Jesus said that you are privileged, but to others, they don't have that privilege. And so Jesus spoke and told them, blessed are your ears for the hear. Blessed are your eyes for the see. Hallelujah. May you hear and hear well. Once again, put your hand on your ears. I said, Lord, may my ears be blessed. Say louder, Lord, may my ears be blessed. And put your hand on your eyes. Say, Lord, may my eyes be blessed. Hallelujah. When your eyes are blessed, you see the right things. It's not everything that blessed eyes must see. Because remember when David saw the wrong thing, it got into problems. Are you here? I've gone home. David was on his balcony and he looked down and he saw some problems. Somebody was just showering, having showered. Before he realized, David has backslided. May you see the right things in the name of Jesus. Are you there? Very important. All right. So we have talked about two mysteries. All right. We talked about the mysteries of inclusion. Am I right? We also talked about the mystery. Last week, we talked about the mysteries of what? Pardon? Of godliness. The mysteries of godliness. Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 9. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 9. Chapter 6, sorry, verse number 9. 6 and 9. All right. What does it say? Chapter 6, verse number 9. But they that will be rich will in this world have temptation, snares, and so on and so forth. All right, verse 8, from 8, please, 8. 8. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. What the verse I'm looking for? Godliness with contentment. It's great gain. Amen. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen. Godliness with what? With what? Contentment. Is it godly? When Atibi was preaching this morning, I understood the word godly in the Cree language. Very beautiful. Atibi, what it is? What is that one? Godly. When you're godly. Nyamisumpa. Nyamisumpa. Good worship, if you like. Godly. If somebody's godly, our nyamisumpa. And he said, godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen. I pray that we'll be godly people. Amen. Your amen is very feeble. Amen. Hallelujah. Right, today, let's carry on. I'll just move to something. I was going to talk about the mysteries of marriage, but we'll do that one next week because that is the Valentine's Sunday, isn't it? So let's talk about the mystery of his... That is, if I'll come to church next Sunday, I have to be sure I'll come. Yeah. We're talking about the mysteries of his will. Hallelujah. The mysteries of his will. Verse 9 of Ephesians chapter 1, it says, having made unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself. God has now revealed to us his mysterious will regarding Christ, which he is to fulfill in his own good plan. Amen. Now, I'm saying to everybody here that the will of God is mysterious. Should I say it again? The will of God is mysterious. It is not as plain as we can assume. God has a will. God has plans. When you say a will, it is like plans. What the person intends. What is the person's thoughts are. Do you understand? But as you read the Bible, we will discover God's will little by little. And as you pray, the Holy Spirit will reveal God's will also to you. Two clear ways of knowing the will of God is by the word of God and by the Spirit of God. Somebody say amen. Are you in church? So if you are serving God, you must want to know his will. If you are serving God, his will must be important to you. Because if you are working for a person, you must know what the person wants. You must know what makes the person happy. You must know what makes the person excited. You must know the plans the person has so that you will be beneficiary of whatever is going on. Because you're working for a person and you just go to work, you don't know what's going on, you'll not be able to fit into the plan. My prayer for everybody is that you'll fit into God's plan for your life. Come on, shout amen. God has a master plan. There's a big plan in front of God. And the plan that the plans has you and two things that are on God's plans, your name and then time. These are the two things that guide us. God's plans are full of people and time. Say people and time. I'm not hearing you at all. Amen. So you see, God is like a chess player with a big map in front of him. And then the map has all the names and it also has time. So God decides that, Pastor Peter, you know, on this day, I'm going to make him meet this lady. And then he'll like the lady. They will be very nice to him. And then they'll get married. And then after this time, this will happen. And then, you know, something. And then he will lose a job there. And he'll be very sad. But you see, it doesn't matter. When you lose that job, after a while, I'll give him a job that's three times better than this one. All of it is right before God. A person and time. If you can understand this, you will love God and walk with God. Can I have an amen? A master plan. Roland, master plan in front of, you see, so sometimes when because of how limited our minds are, because of how small our minds are, we can't see the bigger picture. We only see the narrow things and the narrow, and you say, oh, God, it's not working for me. God has left me out. But if you only see God's master plan, that's why I'm telling you that if you get to know the word, you'll be comforted. Because the Bible says, I know the plans I have towards you. Oh, I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. It's God said it. You see, these guys have been carried into captivity. They were slaves. The Israelites had been carried by Babylonians. They were taken as slaves and they were so sad. And as they've gone into slavery, they said that, oh, we will not work. We will not do anything. We will. But God, look at verse 5. You see, Jeremiah came and began to prophesy to them. Jeremiah came and began to speak to them. Because everybody says, don't work. Don't do anything. Nothing, I mean, just sit down, put your hands in your between your laps and pray. One day God will deliver you. And Jeremiah came and said, God said, build houses. I know you are not in your land. I know you have been carried to slavery. But God said, build houses. May you be a builder in the name of Jesus. And he said, dwell in them. And plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Verse 6. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters. And take wives for your sons. And give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. You're not diminished in the name of Jesus. Verse 7. And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captives. And pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. And then verse 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophet and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye caused to be dreamed. Verse 9. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. Now verse 10. For thus says the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished. See, I'm talking about time. Am I talking to anybody here? After 70 years accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you. And toward you in causing you to return to this place. And verse 11, for I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord, somebody? Hallelujah. Are you here? So God was looking at the whole picture. Friends, you may not see the whole picture, but God is looking at your past, your present, and your future. It's all in the hands of God. Say amen. sometimes, that's why we say the will of God is mysterious. Sometimes the way God will lead you is not the way that you would have gone. Sometimes God will even let what you may call misfortune occur in your life. But God will use it to work out his purposes for your life. Oh, I thought somebody would clap your hands for the Lord. Are you there? What you call misfortune is actually God who is working out a good purpose in your life. Am I preaching to anybody here? That is why, Paul wrote and said that one day, he said, time is going to come. He said, you came on praying, speaking in tongues, and worshiping the Lord. And so, because God said that, Paul was speaking and told them in Romans, he told them that, listen, God has a plan. Can I have an amen? Amen. God has a plan. Amen. Amen. And the plan of God will come to pass. You come to the place of saying, I know. Yesterday you cried, but today you sit and say, now I know that all things work together. Amen. They're working together. Things, the good, the bad, and the ugly, God is mixing them up. It's going to come out as a beautiful meal. Lift your hand and say, I receive it. God said, everything works together. When you isolate all the things that happen in your life, one by one, it may not make sense. But you see, for example, if you want to, I always give an example, if you want to make a light soup, there are many ingredients that you use for the soup. Can I ask you, you don't know how to cook? You're sure? What do you use for light soup? What do you use? What are things? Tomatoes, onions, pepper, cabbage, hey. Kotomri. No, not kotomri. Hey, what a shock. Kotomri is a bunebunu. When you want to make a bunebunu? Okay, so tomatoes, onions, pepper, fish or meat, season. Like what season do you use? Ginger, garlic, cumin, sugar. You may never know. Water, no salt. That is part of seasoning. Okay. Garden eggs. You don't know where you come from. All right. Now, these are the ingredients that we use. Am I right? Now, can I have this microphone? And you need heat. Right. So, David, this lady says you have to use onions, garden eggs, pepper, ginger, salt. But you see, and it takes a bit of time. How long does it take to cook the light soup? How long, roughly? How long? 45 minutes, 1 hour. Hey, you said what? 15 minutes. 10 minutes. You want to kill us or something? For the chance, don't kill us. So David, the question is, why do you have to wait for 1 hour before you can eat some just ordinary soup? Why don't you decide that, look, this soup, instead of making the soup, I'll just chew the pepper. Well, can you do that?
No, you can't.
Pardon?
No, you can't chew. You can't chew the pepper.
You can't chew the pepper. What about a spoon of salt? You just eat it, add it to the pepper.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. And then you drink hot water.
No. You need.
And you shake your stomach.
No.
And to mix up in your stomach. Won't it work?
No, it won't work.
Why?
Because you need all the ingredients put together.
But if you do that, what will happen to you?
You are killing yourself.
You will kill yourself?
Yes.
What a shock. The same ingredient that we use for this, if you isolate them one by one, you're going to have some problems in your stomach. You're going to have running stomach. You may get all sorts of complications. But if you allow them, all of them, little by little, you take the pepper, you take the tomatoes, you take the seasoning, you take whatever, and you combine them in the right quantities. Put them on the fire, and then let it boil a little bit. You understand? And we keep on tasting and tasting. You get a power, you know that the thing has dawned. Do you understand? So it is You see, many of the things in our lives, when we isolate them one by one, they don't look so great. But when you allow them to mix together by God, that's when you can say, all things are working together for your good. The same salt that you cannot eat a teaspoonful of salt, when you put it in the soup, you can eat it and it is tasty. The same pepper that you may not be able to chew, you add it in the right, you blend it, add it to the thing, and it's cooked well, you eat it. It's so beautiful. So you see, many of the things that happen in our lives, we may not understand them, but God is working out something beautiful in your life. Lift your hand and say, I receive it. Do you believe what I'm saying? You see, it is mysterious, but I'm telling you that sometimes, what you find as a misfortune is actually God working out his purpose for your life. Sometimes the brother who didn't marry you, it's actually God who did not allow the marriage to happen. It's actually God. I know you can't receive, but I'm talking to you. Because it's been 3 years now, nobody else has come. But maybe if you had married, you would have died by now. Yes. I'm preaching to you. As I'm preaching to you, that job that you didn't get, if you believe in, you prayed about it, you saw the face of God and you didn't get it, don't say God has disappointed you. It is mysterious, but God's will be fulfilled in your life. Listen and say, I believe it. Are you still in church? Am I talking to anybody here? I'm telling you something. You see, because the mysteries of his will, the mystery, the will of God is mysterious. But God has the master plan. I said, God has the master plan. Am I preaching to anybody? I need for you to look at two more scriptures. Or three more. Very, very quick ones. And then we will go. But listen, I told you that on God's master plan, there are two things. Your name and time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. It said, he had made everything beautiful in his time. Can I have an amen? He has made everything beautiful in his time. Amen. Not in your time, but in his time. I said, not in your time, but in his time. Your time will make it ugly. Your time will bring confusion, but in his time. In his time. That's what we sing at weddings. He makes all things beautiful. It is his time that is important. But in his time, everything will be beautiful. I see your life getting beautiful. I see your end beautiful. I see your home beautiful. I see the plan of God becoming beautiful, making your life beautiful. Say, I receive it. You will not end up as a disaster. You will not end up in a mess. He will make everything beautiful in his time. Give the Lord a shout and a clap. Are we still in church? I said, are we still in church? Is anybody hearing me today? What are the plans that you have? What are the things that you want to do? What are the things that you have? All of them may be beautiful, but I'm saying that give your plan into the hands of God. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Bible says that if you commit your plans into his hands, he will keep your plans. He will keep your home. He will keep your marriage. He will keep your children. He will keep every step you take. And in his time, he will make everything beautiful. Clap your hands for the Lord. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. May you walk into God's time. May you walk into God's time. Am I preaching to anybody here? When you go to school, there's a timetable. Time for mathematics, 1 hour. Time for English, time for social studies. Every teacher has his time. God also has his time. I see your time of blessing coming to you. Your time of promotion is coming to you. Your time of uplifting is coming to you. Receive it in Jesus' name. Nobody can mess up the plan of God for your life. Oh, let me preach. Allow me to preach. I said, allow me to preach. Nobody can mess up the plan of God for your life. Nobody is bigger than God. Nobody is bigger than God. Nobody can mess up the plan of God for your life. What a word. Are you here? Am I preaching to anybody here? My God, my God, my God. Your boss cannot mess up the plan of God. I'm preaching. Your teacher cannot mess up the plan of God. Nobody, nobody can mess up the plan of God for your life. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. You are not made a, even if you made a mistake, God will make it work out. It will make it work out. I'm preaching. How many of you have made some mistakes before in your life? You have made mistakes, many of them. But the mistake is not what is going to destroy you. God told them, wait, after 70 years, I will deliver you. In the meantime, live your life. Don't wait to say, and because I'm waiting to get married, you always talk with a long twisted phrase. You can't be happy. Who told you that you cannot be happy? The right time, until that time comes, plant gardens, make yourself happy, because a good day and a blessed day is coming your way. Say, I receive it. Until you build your own house, enjoy yourself, pay your tithe, keep on serving God. The right time will come when you see God come through for you. Say, I receive it. I'm preaching. Are you there? Are you there? There's a time. God looking at the time. As I'm preaching, I see, you know, when you go to the hospital, you see a pack of files, long files, and then of folders, and they mention the name. I draw Mansa, and then, yes, madam, doctor wants to see you. Doctor is in the consulting room with a big pack of folders. Keep on mentioning. Somebody, I'm here. Your turn is about, your name is about to be mentioned. Your name is about to be mentioned. Your turn is right here. Come on, say, I receive it. You are not late. You are not an accident. You are not a mistake. God is not too late. I'm preaching. So now let me show you one scripture. God's will is mysterious. Very mysterious. You may not understand it, but it will come to pass. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. My Jesus. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 20. Has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God and the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. Look at it. The next verse. He giveth power to the faint. In other words, somebody's waiting, but as you wait, you are fainting. God said, listen, it's not your time, but I'll give you power to wait for your time. He giveth power to who? The faint. Because God said that I have a time. Your time is February 16th. Wow. But maybe on the 10th, 11th, you are fainting. Hey. God said, look, I'm not going to mess up the program. I'll give you power. Wow. So you can wait till February 16th. Wow. Because 5 days more, somebody's story is about to change. Shout amen. May God give you power. May God give you power. May you never be discouraged in the name of Jesus. He giveth power to the faint. And to them who have no might, he increases strength. Receive strength this morning. Receive strength to serve God. Receive strength to carry on. Receive strength to believe. I'm preaching. God is giving you strength. God is giving you strength. What people couldn't stand, you will stand it. People gave up, but you will never give up. Lift your hand and say, I will never give up. Say, this morning, I receive strength from God. This morning, I receive power from God. I'm preaching. A good time is coming. A great time is coming. A great season is coming in your life. In the meantime, you are going to be strong. You are going to be powerful. You will never retire. You will never give up. You will never resign. He gives power to the faint. Hallelujah. To you as no mighty, give us strength. Look at it, verse 30. 30. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. We have unemployed graduate association. The youth shall faint and be weary. Young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait for God's timing They wait for God's timing. They know how to look up to God. They know how to say, Lord, my future is in your hands. My life is, my children in your hand. They know how to wait. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. This morning, may God renew your strength in Jesus' name. Shout amen. They shall mount up with wings. I see somebody mounting up with wings. Your day is coming. You will fly like an eagle. You will fly like an eagle. No wind can stop you. No situation can stop you. No condition can stop you. Say, I receive it. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings. I'm telling you something. Chickens are down here, but you, you are going to mount up. Say, I'm mounting up. Lift your hand and say, I'm mounting up. I'm mounting higher and higher. Say, higher and higher. Shout it out, higher and higher. Do you believe it? You mount up with wings like the eagle. Before your enemies realize, you are soaring high and high and high. Hallelujah. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. They say, my. You still don't have a job. I say, I'm still running because God has given me strength. My tomorrow is going to be beautiful than my yesterday. Come on, shout yeah. Hallelujah. May God give you strength. May God give you power. May God give you power. Let me share one beautiful scripture I saw today. Job chapter 5. First time I've seen this scripture in this light. Job chapter 5, verse 7. Thank you, Lord. What a word. Yet man is born into trouble. As the sparks fly upward. You know sparks. You make fire. You see sparks come out of fire. Am I right? Patience, am I right? Sparks come. When you're making the fire with the charcoal or the firewood, sparks. Bible says that the trouble that we face, they are like the sparks that come up. But look at verse 8. I would commit, I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause. Verse 9 is the verse you're looking for. We do great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. May God do marvelous things with that number in your life. Somebody miss a good place to shout hallelujah. Are you here? Trouble is part of life. Trouble come out of our life like sparks. Sparks. It's inevitable. When you make fire, sparks will come out. Sparks will come. That is how life is. But God says, Job said, I will commit my life into God. I'll commit my cause into the hands of God. Because God does marvelous things. I see God doing marvelous things in your life. Receive marvelous grace for your life. Say, I receive it. With that number, you're going to have bebre testimonies. Bebre, 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 bebre. Now, why, yeah, man? God will do bebre in your life. I say, bebre in your life. Marvelous things with that number. Marvelous things with that number. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. The devil is a liar. I said, the devil is a liar. Last Sunday when we ended service and we're going home, you saw the accident that happened up the road. How many of you were in the accident? Is there anybody else who was in the come to me. Come to me. There were about 15 people in the bus. Come. If you're in there, come quickly. As I end the service, come. These young men and young women, come up. Come and stand with me. Face the church. Face the church. Come up. Stand here. Look at them. These guys, they came to the front and they were dancing. Somebody had her two children. Is she here? There were two children in the two little ones in the bus. 15 of them were in the bus. And the bus was climbing up there. The devil was saying that you say yourself, God, you see what will happen to you. And when the bus got up there and the guy lost control and the bus began to come down here, everybody says that if the bus had come all the way down with cars climbing up, you can never imagine a disaster. But God just manage to send an angel. May God send angels into your life. Are you there? That a bus hit a pole, hit a wall, rolled over twice, and landed with the four tires in the air. And all these guys came out with just scratch. Let us say, doctor said, go home, go home, go home. May the devil's agenda for your life fail. May it fail. You'll not die in an accident. I tell you, when we're having communion and Bishop was praying, it was God who was leading us to let our Father pray for us. I said he was praying over our lives. They saw, I'm sure when you came out of the bus, you looked and said, my God, was I in the bus? Was I in this bus? A bus turned upside down. All they had was scratches. Little scratches. One person just had a cut on the head. When they did the scan, they said, perfect, go home. May the devil's agenda for your life fail. May God do marvelous things in your life. You will live long. I said you will live long. The devil didn't want you to come to church. He wanted your legs to be broken. He wanted you to die before you never die. God has a plan for your life. Clap your hands for the Lord. God has a plan. I said God has a plan. Just about that time, I was speaking to Auntie Cynthia, who got a call and said that on the way, she said, I've got a call that my whole office block is bent. She works in a bank. So the whole place was bent. And when she got to the place, she said, can you come? Said, yes, join them. When she came, when she got the place, she said, everywhere was bent except my office. All the other places were bent except her office. May you be an exemption in the name of Jesus. May God exempt you. May God exempt you. I said, may God exempt you. Because God has the master plan in his hand. The devil does not have the final say. I said, devil doesn't have the final say. Are you there? This one, when I came to church, Pastor Isaac came. Pastor Isaac was saying, the bishop, you know, this man, he loved the church. He still, when everybody goes home, before he goes, he doesn't go home. He stays here till late. But yesterday after the wedding, he was sitting with Pastor Frimpis and other people here. And he said, I'm going home. Normally, they wait and go late. But somehow, he said he's going home. When he went home, his kitchen had caught fire. And the fire had exploded. Many things were bent. But if he had not been there at the right, if he had been sitting here, the whole house would have been bent. But he got there on time to put the fire off. So there's only a little place. Why don't you clap your hands, stand to your feet and clap your hands. Give the Lord a shout. 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 Are you there? Are you there? Man's life, it like sparks of fire. But God will do marvelous things. From today, may you commit your life into the hands of Almighty God. The question that you may ask is that, why didn't God prevent the fire completely? God allowed a little bit so you see what he has done. God made him say, sometimes I feel like going home. Why should Pastor Isaac, who stays in the church, tell everybody go home before everybody? Why? That yesterday said, I'm going home. He left his friends and went home. He would have waited for them or would have gone before him. But he didn't even know that God was leading him. Are you here? Yes. Lift your two hands up by everybody and thank the Lord right now. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Lift your voice and say, Lord, I thank you. He has a great plan. He has a great plan. He has a great plan. Lift your hands up. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lift your voice and bless the Lord. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Koranda kibasu kimanda rabati kibababa. Lift your hands up, everybody. Lift your hands up. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Oh yes.
Oh yes, Lord.
He's the shepherd of your soul. He's the shepherd of your soul. He'll not let your soul vanish. He'll not let you suffer disaster the rest of your life. The enemy may come like a fly, but the Spirit of God will set a standard. A standard. Commit your life. Don't say, my course will I dedicate to God. My life will I let God take over. Lift your hands up and bless him. Say, Lord, my future, my hope, my children, my education, my marriage is in your hands. Lift your two hands, everybody. Let it apply to the Lord. And talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Say, Lord, you're very mysterious. I may not understand it, but you are in charge. You are in charge.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You are in charge. Thank you, Father.
Oh, wakota bonsa asotima afeme una Jesus otu ngoje mikwa makuma hashama hashama.
We thank you that your plans for us are perfect. We commit our lives. Even what we think hasn't worked that well, you are in control. 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 We lift our hands to you, Almighty God. We trust you with all our lives. Plead our cause for us. Plead our cause for us, O God. Plead our case for us. As our hands are lifted up to you, we place our hands in your hand. Our feeble hands in your mighty hand. Our weak hands in your strong hand. We place our life in your hands, oh God. Take control of every life. The young, the old, the single, the married, the grandmothers. Everyone here, oh God, we commit our lives to you. May your will be come to pass in our lives. May your good purpose come to pass in our lives. May your good purpose come to pass in our lives. Satan, we overthrow your agenda. We overthrow your plans. We overthrow your imagination. And we declare only the will of God. Only the will of God. Only the will of God shall be done in our lives. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Thank you. Please take your seats. Clap your hands. Give God a shout of praise. Oh, give a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Are you excited? Are you blessed? Do you believe? That is why James said, anytime you are talking, don't say, now tomorrow, I'm doing this and that and that. Say, if God wills. If God wills. And as you say, if God wills, God will take all your life and order it aright. Shepherd of my soul,
I give you full control. Wherever you may lead,
I will follow.
I have made a choice.
I have made a choice.
To listen for your voice.
To listen for your voice.
Wherever you may lead.
Wherever you may lead, I will go.
One more time. Shepherd of my soul.
Shepherd of my soul.
I give you full control.
I give you full control.
Wherever you may lead.
Wherever you may lead.
I will follow.
I will follow.
I have made a choice.
I have made a choice.
To listen for your voice.
To listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Be it in the quiet pasture.
Or by a gentle stream.
Or by a gentle stream.
The shepherd of my soul.
The shepherd of my soul is by my side.
Should
I face the mighty mountains? Or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide. Oh, be it in the quiet pasture,
or by a gentle stream, shepherd of my soul,
the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face a mighty mountain or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide.
May he be your guide. May the shepherd of soul be your guide. May he order your steps aright. May he bless every step you take. May he lead you away from trouble. May he lead you away from death. May his purposes rule and reign in your life. In the name of Jesus, you will do well. You will do well. Things will turn out beautifully. Say, Bishop, say it again. I said, things will turn out beautifully. I know you didn't hear it. Say, Bishop, say it again. Things will turn out beautifully. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Are you excited? Stand to your feet as we close. Everybody rise up.
Be it in the quiet pasture, by a gentle stream, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face a mighty mountain or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide.
Close your eyes with me, wherever you are. Close your eyes. Before we share the grace and go home today, if you are here this Sunday morning, you are not sure you are born again. You don't know Jesus. You don't know Jesus personally. Today, this Sunday morning, you want to say, Jesus, I commit my life into your hands. You want to say, Jesus, take control of my life. Be the Lord of my life. If you are here today, you need Jesus in your life. You want to be born again. Lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. God bless you. God bless your hands. Let it go higher than your head. Lift it high, because today you are placing your life into the hands of Almighty God. Father, look at every hand that is lifted. Today, take control of every one of them. If you have lifted your hand up, I want you to come to me. Just come to me. Just come to me. Just come to me. Just come quickly, quickly. Just come. Shepherd of my soul. Come on. Clap for them as they come. Clap for all of them as they come.
Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made a choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go.
Close your eyes with me and let us pray. Everybody say this prayer with me. Say Jesus. Say it out, Jesus. This Sunday morning, I come to you just as I am. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash away my sins in the blood of Jesus. From today, I leave my life in your hands. Take control of my life. Lead me by your mercy. Take control of my life. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I am yours and you are mine. From today, my life belongs to Jesus. I will serve Jesus the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for washing away my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for writing my name in the book of life. From today, I am born again. From today, I'm a child of God. I will serve Jesus the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for this wonderful people here. Don't go, wait. Now, we want to talk to you and give you a little book as a present, okay? So I want all of you to follow our lady pastor waving the hand there. Can you kindly go this way? Clap your hands for them as they go. Or go ahead and clap your hands for this wonderful people. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.